Taiwan is extending its mandatory military service requirement from 4 months to 1 year. The decision follows months of increasing tensions with China. In a show of force, China this week sent more than 70 planes and 7 ships toward the island nation. So is Taiwan ready for a possible invasion? Joining us now is Paul Huang, a research fellow at the Taiwanese Public Opinion Foundation. And just a note, there might be a slight delay in Paul's connection. Paul, why is Taiwan saying they need to extend their compulsory military service now?
Well, China has been building its People's Liberation Army. In both quality and quantity terms, have surpassed Taiwan in many areas, and the military balance or imbalance has been growing for over many years. And this extension of military service, it was before 2017. Taiwanese male had to serve 1 year, and but in 2017 that changed to 4 months. In the last few years, it was very apparent that 4 months conscription was just not working. The training quality and the experience that these conscripts were exposed to were just wholly inadequate. Not just to something like a modern warfare that we've seen in the Ukraine, but like not even in a traditional warfare sense, they were not being trained well. And in fact, during the before it was changed to 4 months, during the 1 year conscription period, I personally served in 2011, 2012. Back then, there were already many complaints and many criticism on the military service itself as being very outdated, training was subpar, and so this
are,
was.
Are 8 more months going to make that much of a difference, Paul?
Well, I think this is a basic step that should be taken. And our foundation's poll we released just over a week ago, we found 73% of the Taiwan public they support extending the conscription from 4 months to 1 year. And in fact, after our poll was released a few days, the President Tsai and her government announced that they finally made this decision to move on with the changes. And in fact, this decision has been widely anticipated and speculated or discussed for a number of years, and so I would describe them as having procrastinated on making this decision because
it should have been done a while ago. Now, so what does this tell us then? You think, Paul, about Taiwan's view of the threat posed by China?
Well, if you look at our poll, the support for extending conscription is across partisan line, across most demographic groups. Taiwan public, the majority of Taiwan public, they understood that to defend ourselves, they need to make some sacrifices and commitment. And that is something that the public support is there, but the government, the politicians in charge, they didn't seem to quite realize it, or maybe for some reason, for their own political or electoral calculus.
Paul, is the public support, Paul, across all age demographics? I'm wondering if young men maybe are as supportive.
Right. So of all the age group, the only age group that does not have majority support for this was the one between 20 to 24, the youngest one. And then they are the only age group where the opposing this extension, the number of people is slightly more than those supporting it. But as the announcement we have seen, even this age group, they wouldn't be affected by the change because it only come into effect in 2024. And only those born after 2005 would be required to serve 1 year.
Paul, really quick, 30 seconds left. How can the U.S. and maybe other countries keep China from attacking Taiwan? Is there anything that can be done?
Well, we need to build out a deterrence, maintain a credible deterrence, which by current situation, the Taiwan's military, I think, is pretty inadequate in terms of organization, its training, its doctrines, its leaderships. And that is something that United States could push Taiwan because the hardware is they provided, they sold to Taiwan, but those are the software and the people. I think that's what's count.
That's Paul Huang, research fellow at the Taiwanese Public Opinion Foundation. Paul, thank you.
Thank you.